Okay, Kate, I have a question for you. What would you do if you were branded as being a communist in the
Oh, in the
50s?
50s, I was like, it'd be Thursday. I made an infographic today about athletes who are socialists.
Yes.
And another podcast picked it up. Shout out to that podcast. What would I do if I was labeled a communist in the 50s? I would cry and deny it and then call my daddy for help. What about
Yes.
you?
I probably would be pretty screwed as a little Jew. That might really be it for me in terms of being able to get a job doing much of anything.
Yeah.
It would probably make me retreat into a community of bohemians and ne'er-do-wells that in New York that would, we'd all support each other. That's what I'd say I would try to do as a communist. But yeah, it would be pretty hard.
That's like a lot bolder and braver than cry and call your daddy, but it's fine.
Well, I just don't know if my daddy would be able to help.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I would either, but I would try it.
Yeah, I mean, you try your best.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we would do if we were labeled a communist.
There are only like four people laughing in that.
I know, it's so scary. Anyway, roll that theme song. And welcome to another episode of XOXO
XOXO
Riverdale.
Riverdale.
I'm Louis Perlman.
I'm Kate Vatter.
This is your favorite Riverdale fan podcast recap podcast that's slowly winding down to a close. Today we're hitting on chapter 130, The Crucible. But before we do that, 7 episodes to go, Kate. 7 to go. How are you feeling at this point?
This felt like another time waster episode.
I like this episode so much. I love this episode. We're gonna have a fight about it.
It just felt like there's no end game. Like they don't know what they're doing at this point. I did read that they will be in the 50s for the rest of the show.
That's what it seems like. That's what Maiden said.
Yeah, so I don't really know what's going on here.
But she said that we'd see ends of the characters in different, in full dimensions. So I'm wondering if we're going to sort of see each of the characters through their end with like the different versions that we've seen, like Riverdale Archie's end and Archie 55's end and Rivervale Archie's end. Like, I don't know. We'll see how it all
Who
goes.
knows?
Yep. Seems like maybe they didn't have a plan or something happened that they had to rush, which they probably did because of the writer's strike and because of the impending actor's strike. So they
Do you see?
decided to finish it up.
Yep. Do you see? We've talked about Fran Drescher leading the union on here before. She signed the letter to herself asking to strike.
Oh, cool.
There was like a letter to her, like, friend, we'd like to strike even though you don't want to. And then she signed the letter.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of big names were signing on. So I think like she was just like, sure, I'll sign it, like without reading that it was like addressed to
Addressed to
her.
her, yeah, because she's the president of that union.
And she's
And
not a good one.
isn't she anti-vax as well?
I don't know that she's aggressively anti-vax, but she was like anti like strict COVID guidelines. Like she
That's
wanted to just
right.
like open up sets and like stop concerts.
She wanted everybody to work.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if sooner rather than later, that union kicks her out in one of those crushing scenes. Wow, you don't like any of my my
I
A-list material today.
was that a reference to something?
Yes. It was a reference to the theme song of The Nanny
I'm so sorry.
when her boyfriend kicks her out in one of those crushing
Crushing
scenes.
scenes.
Where
The
was
thing
she to
is,
go? What was she to do? She was out on her fanny.
yep.
Yeah. but lots of fan news this week. This episode featured the return of Mark Consuelos
Yes.
as Hiram. We will get into that. This week also marks the final day of shooting the show. And everybody that was in the cast posted such sweet Instagrams about how much they're going to miss the show. And the younger actors talked about how they grew up on the set of the show.
Real quick, was it everyone, or did our friend Cole?
Yes. So I don't know if Cole put anything on his Instagram,
Looking right now.
but I was looking at the Instagram of one of the regular camera people, and Cole bought everybody lunch for the last week of shooting and did a very, very, very cute thing where he put up a picture of Jughead like eating a bunch of food, and he like called the event like Jughead's last week of food. And it was different fun lunches every week for everybody involved in the show. And then he wrote at the bottom, "It was such a pleasure getting to know all of you. Love, Cole." Isn't that sweet?
That is.
It's very, very nice. And Madeline and Lily and Camilla all went to the same tattoo artist and got little tattoos. Did you see that?
I didn't,
Well,
but
it's
now I
nice.
will.
It's nice.
Whose Insta should I?
Well, the one that I really liked was Camilla's because she got a pearl. And the reason why she got a pearl, like floating in a shell, is because it's her birthstone. And it's also Veronica's signature to wear pearls. Isn't that lovely?
Very cute.
Yes. And Lily got a tattoo that said SWAK sealed with a kiss in her grandmother's handwriting, which I thought was very sweet.
Oh, right. It's not
And
on.
Madeline got a word that she relates to Cheryl, but I don't remember what it is. But she did
Okay.
not get
Well,
a spider brooch, which
it's
I
not
understand.
on Cammie's Insta.
Well, you know, I saw that all I saw all their stories.
Yeah. Oh, my pants
I
stories.
wonder if KJ's gonna get a tattoo.
He's never gotten a tattoo before, so that's a really good question.
I thought he
He fa
had.
he famously only has like 17.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's what I. That's
Yeah.
yeah. Totally. But yeah, it's coming to an end. And unsurprisingly, it seems like maybe the writers might not really have a plan to end the entire show. Now, are you surprised by this? This is my question for you.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Do you think they might pull something out of the ether that will surprise us? Like in last two episodes, they'll be like, "Holy shit, wow, this was absolutely wonderful."
They could. I'm not confident. Or it would be weird if we were confident about it.
Yes.
But I'm trying to find these tattoos.
Well, they maybe were only on their stories. But they happened. I'm not making this up. I'm not
I believe
hallucinating that
you.
all these women got tattoos. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it's not in
Yeah.
stories or on grid, so.
Yeah. The guy who plays Moose also got a tattoo that says, I wasn't in the show enough. That's what his tattoo says.
I hope he's in the last episode.
Yeah, I'd love it if he was in the last episode.
I'd love
Absolutely.
it if he's in more than the last episode, but like a
Yes.
minimum.
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to see him again. Yeah, did you read that interview with Maiden? Is that what you're referring to
I
that Alex Albin posted yesterday?
saw the headline of an article and didn't do further
Okay,
research,
well,
which is
I read the
not good
article.
practice.
I read the article. So she directed this episode we're about to delve into.
By the way,
Thought I
this
th thought it was deftly directed personally, but you
it
did
was
not.
well done. That's
Yeah.
not, I have no criticism of that.
She
It's
also said that they tried to get Skeet back for a final episode with him, and the timing didn't work out. So we're never going to see his character again. Very,
Never.
very sadly.
Did you notice that this is the second episode in a row named after an Arthur Miller play?
Oh, After the Fall is an Arthur Miller play?
Yep.
I thought it was just a Klaus Nomi song, After the Fall.
The two Arthur Miller plays in a row.
Oh, well, that's very interesting.
Yeah. I
Huh.
don't, yeah.
Well,
Next week is his most famous play, Archie the Musical.
musical. I wish Arthur Miller had written an Archie the Musical. That would have been pretty
And it's just a
fabulous.
play. It's not a musical. It just says the
It's just
musical.
called Archie the Musical.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get into this episode?
Sure.
So you felt it was a time waster.
Yeah, it feels like I don't know how this is gonna contribute to anything.
Well, feel like the plot line of the lavender relationships might factor into the rest of the show.
Yeah, it
Also, the
feels like,
comic book stuff.
yeah, it just feels like the A plot was a little worthless.
For me, I did like how it felt very pertinent, this whole idea of not being allowed to just be yourself and how these kids are going through that felt very pertinent to what a lot of people are going through right now in the country. So I thought it was a good parallel to draw for the show and also to use Hiram. I thought this was like actually maybe the best use of Hiram, maybe ever.
It also harkens, I mean, this whole time we've been kind of talking about how Omiha is I Love Lucy,
Yes.
and Lucy and Desi were, or at least Lucy was accused of being a communist. So
Yes, but Lucy dodged it, if I remember correctly, because
I believe she did.
she still
Yeah.
had work after the show ended.
Yeah.
But yeah, Oh Miha is absolutely supposed to be I Love Lucy for
Yeah.
sure. And you know, I thought that Mark Consuelos put in a really good performance. It sort of was a reminder of what a benefit to the show it was to like have him on the show, in my opinion.
It was never his fault that Hiram was Hiram.
Yeah, like how poorly used he ended up being after all
Yeah.
was said and done.
Really bummed he didn't eat any chips this episode.
Well, Reggie wasn't in this episode
Right, they
to
couldn't
eat
eat
chips with
together.
him. They were the chips pals.
Yep, chips ahoy.
Yeah, the chips friends. But that was another thing about this episode with Hiram is that I really liked how it just focused on Veronica's relationship with Hiram, as opposed to getting into the Hiram Archie relationship or anything else, because all of that I found boring compared to the Veronica Hiram stuff the whole time.
And it felt much more, their relationship tensions felt much more grounded.
Yes, there was no pulling any tablecloths off the table in this one.
Yeah, they weren't
Although
fighting
there was a moment
rum
where I wanted
business.
that to happen.
Oh, yeah. And, but like they weren't fighting over like rum industries and like murder.
Yes.
So.
Speaking of which, someone I've been thinking about that has not popped back up and maybe will not is one of my favorite ladies, Hermosa.
Oh yeah. By
Yeah.
the way, Marisol Nichols seemed so different in this episode.
How so?
It was like for a second was like, is this Marisol Nichols? Like it is. But she just felt like told like she was playing a different character like, almost.
She did feel different. She
Yeah.
also, I think, seemed like quite a bit older. I feel like
Yeah.
all the adults have aged. This isn't a criticism. Everybody's allowed to age, please.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me for saying this, but just think that the time jump and having, you know, everybody they're supposed to be playing younger, and you just really have to suspend the disbelief, which is fine. Yeah, that these would be the parents of Oh, pardon me, the parents of teenagers in the 50s. I'm sorry, I'm yawning on my podcast. I'm actually really excited to be here. I just woke up from a nap, everybody. I
Sounds so
apologize.
nice.
I did. I had a little nap. So, okay. So a few other things that I want to talk about here.
I loved the music playing when the episode opened. The like muted trumpet, like film noir soundtrack going. There were a lot of good sound effects in this episode.
Yes.
That wasn't a sound effect, but a sound.
Like when Jughead and Ethel toasted milkshakes and there was a ka-ching sound. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't, but when Hiram revealed the Glamourge egg, there was like a wind chime.
There was.
Yeah.
Great to see a Glamourge egg again. We haven't seen one in a while.
And I don't think they officially called it, I don't think they named it a Glamourge egg. I think they just knew that we knew what it is now.
We sure did know.
But we did learn about Fidel Mastro.
So why do you think they couldn't just use Fidel Castro?
Yeah, he's not a brand.
No, he's not.
I wish I fucking knew.
Yeah, that really confused me.
That was wild.
Okay, so you thought it was super weird too, because I found it pretty distracting.
Of all of the why do they and why don't they, this was the weirdest one. Because
James Dean is allowed to be called James Dean.
Yeah, and Uncle Orson.
Uncle Orson, yeah, but Fidel Mastro, absolutely not. Not allowed, or Fidel Castro, not allowed.
Yeah, the first real person, I think, to get misnamed.
Yeah, that was very odd.
Yeah.
But, file it away with Brett Weston Willis, and those sorts of names. Yeah. So then we had, this whole plot with Cheryl getting exposed by her parents as being gay.
Who, by the way, when her parents first come in and are Penelope's giving Cruella DeVille deliveries this
episode. Oh my God, yeah.
But also, for them to come in and immediately accuse Miss Thornton of being a communist when they are dressed in head-to-toe red.
Head-to-toe red, like the Addams Family.
Yeah.
As per usual with them.
Yeah.
And then Penelope took over teaching that class, but that didn't lead to anything.
Nope.
Which is a shame. I would have liked to have seen one scene with Penelope just being really bad at teaching that class.
Yeah.
And mean, you know?
Yeah. And when they're when they're talking to Cheryl about exposing her and whether Cheryl is going to rat on her friends, Cheryl is so shocked that they threatened to take away the River Vixens. And it's Cheryl, what else do you have going on?
Yes.
What did you think when they said we're going to punish you? What did you think it was going to be that you were going to be okay with? Where was
maybe
her brain?
She thought that they were going to take away something that they thought was important to her that wasn't. We'll take away your weekly maple lessons, And her being oh no, heavens,
My maple recital's in a month.
Did you catch that Oh Miha was in its seventh season?
Yes, I did.
And did you?
Where did I write this? I wrote it down and everything. Oh, time to end the show after seven seasons.
Yeah, which I thought was really fun.
Yep.
And did you catch what Cheryl said to Hiram when she met him?
No.
She said, they said, we're fans of your program. And then Cheryl said, particularly the first season, after that, it fell off. Which is definitely,
Great.
Definitely commentary on the show, which is so funny. So I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Also, kudos to the actor who plays Julian for his bad acting when he was playing Hamlet.
Yeah.
I thought he was really funny in that scene.
Yeah, because also KJ doing Archie being a good actor was incredible, but also it was jarring.
I loved it. I loved it.
He was so good, but I was is Archie supposed to be this good?
Yeah.
And it started when
Archie's that good. That's the deal, Kate.
When the scene started, I was I don't know where KJ's going to go with this. Because it would make sense for me to have him play Archie as a good actor, but not like fucking killing it. And then
Yeah.
like that scene was
That scene was,
so
I thought,
heightened.
very affecting, to be
Yeah.
honest. Like, that's why I like this episode. I thought that all of this was very well handled and it kept me very engaged. So, yeah, and I thought that KJ really did it. KJ Apa, this is his season. I'm sorry.
He's been great.
He has been great. And maybe this is an element of KJ Apa, the actor, being like, I'm really gonna try because I'm not gonna have this job anymore after
Yeah,
this, and I
he's
want to
got to
keep
find more
working.
work. Yeah.
Absolutely, but I'd hire him after this. I'd
Yeah.
hire him for serious things.
And comedy. He's
And
been good,
comedy.
so
He's been
good.
very funny in this, and he's been
Yeah.
very serious. I'd let him, be in like a good show, like Yellow Jackets,
Ooh.
or Star Trek Strange New Worlds, whatever, something like that. That show's great, by the way. Just just want to
I
say
hear good things. Not my
it's real
genre.
good, real
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
We got two returns in this episode. Well, three, including Hiram. Four, Hiram. Okay. We did Hiram and Hermione.
Yes, those were two.
Yes. We also got Betty's FBI boyfriend, knockoff Adam Driver.
Is that who that
It
was?
took me a minute. First, I was like, is this the guy that was married to Veronica?
I didn't recognize him literally at all.
Then I
He looked
remember, like,
so different in this episode than he looked when he was knockoff Adam Driver.
so like 2 or 3 days ago, for whatever reason, I was thinking about just the concept of knockoff Adam Driver and couldn't remember where in my life knockoff Adam Driver like appeared. And then, not the first time we saw him, like the second time we saw him, I was like, this is knockoff Adam Driver. And then
They
like,
really are just getting everyone back. It's awesome. Like
yeah,
it's really great, especially
except
for
for
people that have
Moose.
paid attention.
Yeah,
Not
except
me, apparently, but for people that have paid attention.
yeah, we got Mrs. Grundy too. That was the other one.
That was wild.
Yeah.
And I am wondering if she's going to be in the last few episodes, which is really interesting because it bookends the entire show. And it feels like they're writing a redemption arc for her.
Yeah, when she mentioned her husband, I was like, this is good.
Yes,
And she went
absolutely.
to a women's college, which that doesn't really mean exactly, but it
But
does.
speaking of which, a real name for a women's college. She just
Yes.
says Mount Holyoke.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
Great.
Yeah, she wasn't like, I went to Strasser or whatever,
Yeah, well, which is, I guess that was still a women's college in the 50s.
It was, yes, it very
Yeah.
much was. Yeah,
Yes. I
like.
took my road test at Vassar.
Oh, cool. I
I
have
passed.
many friends that went to Vassar that had a wonderful experience there.
Well, I didn't hit them with a car.
I know. Good for you. Good for you for not hitting them.
Hot brag, I've never run anyone over. But they still haven't brought back Moose, so like, is it worth it?
I mean, obviously, Moose is our absolute number one fave. So it's a shame that he's not in the season at all. That being said, I am liking all of these characters in different versions and the fact that they're able to get so many of the same actors to play them.
Yeah.
Like it's a new Dilton, it's a new Midge. But other than that, we're like it's been in pretty good shape
That
and
yeah, that people are willing to come back. Like, it's one thing to get everyone back for the Community movie. It's another thing to get people back for Riverdale.
that is a really good point. It makes it seem like it was a really good show for everybody to be on and that everybody
Yeah.
enjoyed it. Yeah.
Or that it's a bunch of Q-list actors who are just like taking the
Yeah,
job.
that they're like, thanks for the gig. Yeah, of
Yep.
course. But that's
They
great.
gotta meet union minimums to get their health insurance.
That is true. Absolutely.
Fran.
So Jughead and Ethel's scheme to sell the comics. That felt very Archie Comics to me in general, and I really enjoyed
Yeah, I
that.
loved when they were like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And then I was like, am I thinking what they're thinking? Someone needs to say it out loud because we might all be on different
Yeah,
pages.
we could be pulling a total pinky in the brain there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were on the same page, and I was like, are they just gonna sell them? Because when they set that up, I was like, certainly it's gonna be more complex than just sell them.
But it
And then
was sell them,
that's what it was.
but then they got busted by who? Who didn't want them selling those comics? The Morality Squad.
Yeah.
I didn't understand who busted them. Unless Pep Comics was like mad at them for stealing their comics and selling them. But that didn't seem
Which
to be
would
what
be,
was happening.
Would actually be the most reasonable.
Absolutely.
But yeah, didn't seem to be the case.
So my next thing that I want to talk about here
mm-hmm.
is Betty publishing this new What It Is to Be a Teenager zine.
Yeah.
So the only part of it that I didn't fully understand is like, when did she have time to make the copies and where did she get them made?
It feels like they wanted to do more with that, and then the episode was running long, and then they cut like a whole bunch out,
Yeah, it
and
did
then no one like
feel
double checked the continuity.
that was like the D plot of the episode for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see if that resurfaces later on in the last seven episodes, because
it was
it
like
felt like they were laying something down there that didn't really happen.
It was like they were suddenly like, we need a Betty plot.
Totally.
And threw that in because her reading opposite Archie was like not enough.
No. And her saying to Hiram, it's nice to meet you.
That was enough.
You thought so?
I thought she... No, there was not enough.
I felt the scene, maybe this is a personal thing. It reminded me of something really specific from my time in high school when Uncle Frank was telling Archie he really shouldn't be a poet. You aren't really serious about all that poetry stuff. You don't want people to like take it the wrong way. That like I kind of had a visceral reaction to that. I remember a science teacher in high school sitting down with a friend of mine who like loved being in all the plays and being like, hey, you don't really want to like become an actor, do you? Like, you don't want to do acting because like no one from this school is successful doing that. So like, you really don't want to do that.
Ew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, when you read poetry in high school, it's like all by men. And
when
Emily
you read
Dickinson.
poetry in high school?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Women don't write poetry in high school?
No, I mean like the poetry you're like assigned in English class.
Oh, the poetry you read. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure that's gotten better now. You know, like I'm sure they read Maya Angelou, you know.
Yeah.
Like there's some real big poets of the 20th century that I'm sure they read, you know.
Yeah, I should hope.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, you're
In the
absolutely right.
50s, it was
In the
like Emily
50s, it would be
Dickinson and
like,
Ben.
yeah, it'd be Emily Dickinson and then like E.E. Cummings and Walt Whitman and Thoreau. Yeah,
Browning.
absolutely.
Yeah, no, we could go on for days.
We could go on for days. Absolutely. We could go on for days. 100%. I felt really bad for this teacher who was labeled a communist.
Yeah.
So she was going over to Greendale to take a job in the library that was a volunteer job. So how is this poor lady going to afford rent?
I mean, rent was much more scaled to income at the time, so she has some savings, but also she didn't have like a credit card or anything.
No, women didn't
Because women
have that.
couldn't.
That's correct.
Until the 70s.
Until the 70s.
So every woman you know who maxes out her credit card is a strong feminist.
That's right.
But yeah, she's new to this unemployed, so I don't know what's going on with her.
Yeah,
was there
poor
a Mr.
lady.
Thornton?
It didn't seem that way.
But also, maybe we just weren't introduced to him. I don't know.
Oh, I felt really bad for her. The tag on that scene, the button, felt improvised. She looked up at Archie and went, "Do you want a snack, dear?" And he went, "No, that's okay." And I really liked that moment between them. I thought it was really cute. Yeah. So I liked that. I also liked the scene where it was Cheryl and Tony and Kevin and Clay, and Cheryl was like having a mini panic attack, and that felt really realistic to me. And then they figured out this lavender marriage idea, which many people absolutely many people were doing in the 50s. So that was pretty realistic. And I'm sure that's going to cause a lot of issues, a lot of issues for, you know, for them. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I'm very curious to see how it goes. I'm just looking through my notes about anything else.
I just have how it ends to talk about.
The only other main thing that I thought was kind of ironic was that this whole episode was about how bad communism was, and then how Jughead gets busted basically for being a capitalist. Like, I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, you really can't win if you're not doing exactly what the moral majority wanted. And I thought that was, like, once again, a smart portrayal of that. I thought that was intentional and it was really interesting.
And they burn all the comic books.
And then they burn all the comic books. It ended with a book burning, which was, once again, super creepy. Book burnings are like so scary. Fascism, really scary.
When Jughead was talking to Dilton, I was thought that it was going to be like Dilton was going to get in trouble for like having them in the first place. But I also like don't blame Dilton at all for selling back a bunch of comics he already read. I was like, I don't know, Jughead, like I get like why you're concerned, but also like I see what like I have no qualms with what Dilton's doing here. Like he had a lot of comic books.
At that point too, this was pre any sort of collecting going on. So a lot of people would either throw away or resell their comics at the time.
Yeah.
You know, which is what makes 50s comics and, you know, so scarce, which is what created the collector's market in the first place.
Right.
But, of course, what did Jughead say? He said something like, uh-oh, I think he's trying to dipsy doodle us about Principal Featherhead. And, like, Cole Sprouse, God bless, they've been giving him a lot of lines like that this season. And he's been delivering them like a champ.
Yeah,
like,
they're tough.
This is how the character, he's like treating it like this is how the character's always talked. You know, this is once again, like, this is maybe why he was hired. Then he hasn't really gotten to do this until this season. Like, it feels similar to KJ in that respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do really love these versions of these characters, and I'm glad we're getting one season that's like this. I was going to say I wish that maybe they would stick around for a few more seasons, but I don't want that, because I'm really happy with the quality of this season, and it can just be a one-and-done thing.
Yeah, also, this needs to end.
Yeah, well, our podcast needs to end, Kate. Yeah. Absolutely.
And our friendship.
What? Are you breaking up with me on the podcast?
This is it for us. When this last episode airs, we're never speaking again.
Are you blocking me on your phone, like right after the final episode?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, no. We're going to have a really hard time planning the last 7 episodes, Kate. Oh, no.
I'm changing my birthday.
You hear it here first. Kate's changing her birthday so that I don't know when her birthday is, because our birthdays are currently on the same day, in case you didn't know. Yeah. Anything else from this episode? Any final thoughts here?
Nope, that's all I got.
That's all, folks. Cool. Yeah, next week is Archie the Musical. I believe I will be reviewing it with someone else. This is the episode you won't be able to do.
Honestly, big shame that I'm not here for the musical episode.
Yeah, just so you can be Miss Negative Nancy and I'll be Mr. Gay Archie Guy.
Yeah, I'm not here to be your foil.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I'll probably really enjoy it, despite my absolute jealousy of whoever got hired to write this.
Yeah.
and it not being me and my writing partner. That being said, who was on your power list?
Principal Featherhead.
Yes.
Mrs. Thornton.
Yes.
And Veronica.
Nice. Yes, this all makes sense. Yes. I had the FBI and Principal Featherhead.
Okay.
Yes. Who was on your crush list?
I didn't really have any this episode. It didn't feel like anyone was being like particularly like hachi-chachi. I put Archie and I put
Because of his monologue?
Yeah, and they put higher because like he hasn't been there for a while.
Yeah, so it's nice to see him. Well, guess who I had on my list?
Who'd you have?
Hiram,
Okay.
just like you. And I had Veronica.
Okay.
Oh, well, thanks to everybody that is listening and writing to us and enjoying the episodes.
Especially that guy who figured out we had the wrong episode up for over a year.
100%. Oh my gosh, thank you for that. If, we're fixing that ASAP for people that are binging.
Yeah. During
Well,
this episode, we got an email from Anjali with the old episode.
we'll see. I don't think it's the right episode, Anjali, but I'm going to listen to it right now. We'll see what happens. That being
Ooh.
said, thanks to our wonderful editor, Anjali Mercado, who totally rocks and
Yes, and
is
our
so nice to work with.
yeah, it's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault. No.
And Louis Aronowitz for writing the theme song. It's actually his fault.
Yes, blame Louis Aronowitz, who
Yeah.
hasn't been involved in this show in 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, for XOXO Riverdale, I'm Louis Perlman.
I'm Kate Batter.
Bye.
Bye.